You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys here on this Tuesday. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Monday Night Football win by the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat the Packers 10-7. As a lot of questions about the Green Bay Packers, and I'll get into a little bit of that here because we got a little delayed. We got the breaking news at the top of the show: Travis Hunter, the Jacksonville Jaguars, underwent knee surgery, season-ending knee surgery. So he's no football activities for the next 6 months for Hunter. We will not see him until 2026. Kind of a bummer there. If you missed a breakdown on that, check it out in the last segment. But I don't think there's really any like big time betting application, because I never felt that the Jacksonville Jaguars were a team that was going to make the postseason. If you want to go out there and bet them to miss the playoffs, I mean, I guess I can look this up right now. Like, what's Jacksonville to miss the postseason? Because I did not think that they were going to get in, and we saw how they played last Sunday against Houston. So the win total is at 9.5. Yeah, I'd bet that under. I don't think Jacksonville is going to be sitting there at 9-8. Like, this is a bad team. To miss the playoffs, the Jacksonville Jaguars, plus 145. Yep, there you go. That's the betting application. Jacksonville to miss the playoffs, plus 145. They're not going anywhere. This team sucks. I'm sorry. Duval, yeah, see you later. It's not happening. So Travis Hunter, unfortunately, done for the rest of the year. We'll see you in 2026. Before we bring on our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, I wanted to share some thoughts on the Green Bay Packers. Talked a lot of Eagles in the last segment. And I know the tone of my Eagles breakdown was like, wow, the Eagles are so stupid. No, the Eagles are very talented. In fact, they're the most talented team in the league. The frustration sets in when you see their coach doing dumb stuff like he did last night. Let's go for it on 4th and 6. Like, come on. You can't even justify that decision. Like, literally, I texted our show chat. I said, that might be the dumbest decision I've ever seen in NFL history. But anyways, hell of a job by the Eagles to get the win. They have the highest upside. Will they fulfill those expectations? Well, the coaching staff might hold them back, because I think Sirianni's clueless, and I don't know what the hell Kevin Petullo does, but it's not coordinating offense, because that offense should be way better than what we've seen with the talent that they have on paper. But let's talk Packers. And let's talk about a guy that you want to talk about not living up to expectations. Let's talk about Green Bay's quarterback, Jordan Love. Jordan Love, buddy, we're watching you. We can see you, man. We got four. And maybe not everyone. I know the YouTube TV dispute's going on. But like, for the majority of us, we see you, man. What's going on? I don't know what that guy was doing. Like, we say Green Bay is the Jekyll and Hyde team. I think we need to stop doing that. Because really, the Jekyll and Hyde part of the Green Bay Packers is the quarterback in Jordan Love. Like, that's the problem here. You don't know what kind of performance you're going to get. And we saw it in the game. Like, I thought the game last night was a microcosm. Because there was times in the second half where it's like, oh man, what a throw. That's the Jordan Love that we all fall in love with. But in the first half, this dude, he seemed lost. And not only did he seem lost, the most glaring issue for me with Jordan Love is the mismanagement of football games. Here you are in a nothing-nothing game at the end of the first half, well within field goal range. Third down, the Eagles got you beat. Just take the sack, live for another play, and go out there and kick the field goal. Maybe McManus misses it. Who knows? He might shank it the other way. But at least give him an opportunity to take a 3-0 lead in a game where points were clearly at a premium. Oh, by the way, 3 points end up being the difference. Going to use that at the end of the half, right? He fumbles the football. Just like an inexcusable decision. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish there. Fumbles the ball. They end up going into the half. Nothing, nothing. And Green Bay, and what really frustrates me the most about somebody as someone who bet the Packers, they drove the ball into Eagles territory 5 times last night and only scored 7 points. There's the fumble by Jordan Love. There's miscommunications with he and the wide receivers. And yeah, like it's not all on Love. And you can put some of the blame on the receivers for dropping passes or for not getting open. There, I know Tucker Kraft is out for the year. Jaden Reed's hurt. He's going to come back at some point. Like, I don't want to hear any of the excuses. There's enough talent on the Packers roster, and there's enough brains on that coaching staff that they should be able to figure this thing out with a $55 million quarterback. There's no excuse for the way that Jordan Love played last night. And the Eagles defense is awesome. I get it, but he's got to be better. His team is consistently losing games where the defense doesn't even give up 20 points. They lost to the Panthers, the Browns, and now the Philadelphia Eagles. They didn't give up 20 points in any of those games, and they lost. And you're a $55 million quarterback? Time you start acting like it, buddy. Like, what is that? It's so lacking. And I'd get it if he was a rookie or if he was J.J. McCarthy, one of these guys that doesn't have a lot of experience. Jordan Love has started multiple playoff games, multiple road playoff games. He's played way too much football to be making the mistakes that he is making. And his play, and with all the expectations on this team, dude, if you're Matt LaFleur, I understand why that dude was looking angry last night and going crazy. Like Matt LaFleur was unhappy with how that game unfolded. He was looking stressed on the sidelines, looking at the tablet, not even watching the game when the defense is out there on the field. He's all the bad body language because he understands this team needs to take another step forward. There needs to be year-over-year improvement, especially with all the resources that they put in to building this roster. Like, this year started, here's 2 first-round picks, Dallas, we'll take Micah Parsons. You can't make that trade and have the season end with another wild card loss. That can't be what it is. There are Super Bowl expectations in Green Bay, and if this thing continues the way it is, I don't think they're going to come anywhere close to fulfilling those Super Bowl expectations. And the way that Matt LaFleur is calling the plays, you can see it all last night with the amount of times he's running the football, he's calling the plays like a coach that doesn't trust his quarterback. And frankly, if I was Matt LaFleur and it was my job on the line, I don't know if I'd be trusting Jordan Love either with some of the decisions that he's made over the first half of the season. So we'll see what happens with Green Bay, but boy, it was not a good showing for Jordan Love. And the Packers, once again, a lot of mistakes, and now here they are sitting as the 7th seed in the NFC when they were supposed to be a potential 1 seed at the start of the year. All right, let's bring in our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who I'm assuming enjoyed last night's game as a Packer, or as a Bears fan, rather, seeing the Green Bay Packers lose once again. Bill, how was your Monday Night Football viewing experience, and what'd you think of Philly's decision on 4th and 6 to go out there and say, YOLO, let's see what happens, and give the Packers a little bit of extra life?
It made absolutely no sense, Femi. And it's one of those things as a Bears fan, in the moment, you're going, what is that? Like, that's it. Now the Packers are going to win. This was completely idiotic. But it worked out in the end. And let me tell you, as a Bears fan, I hurt for Packers fans. My heart goes out to you. And I apologize that in the current NFC playoff picture, you're behind Chicago. It's got to be tough. Got to be a tough one to swallow.
Hey, they're eating your dust, man. That's how it's going right now. The Chicago Bears are ahead of the Green Bay Packers. Who'd have thunk it? We do have some Packers-Bears games coming up over the next month or so. Those will be a lot of fun to see how they duke it out in the NFC North and NFC playoff picture. But let's go ahead and get to the top stories that we have here on this Tuesday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, you got it, Femi. And I'm not saying it's going to remain that way, but it's that way right now. So let's start with some NBA in the headlines today, Femi, because it has finally happened. Perhaps 9 months too late for a lot of Dallas Mavericks fans, but Nico Harrison is officially out as Dallas Mavericks general manager. Of course, that's been the cry from Mavericks fans since Luka Doncic was traded back in basically Super Bowl week of this season. The Dallas Mavericks obviously did not get off to the start they wanted to this season. They have been struggling. Meanwhile, Luka and the Lakers are flying high. That certainly does not help from a perspective point of view. With Nico out, Michael Finley and Matt Ricciardi, Femi, will be the co-interim GMs in Dallas.
Hey, Michael Finley. I was always wondering what he's been up to as a Dallas Maverick great. But yeah, this... it had to happen. We all knew that this was going to happen. Nico Harrison getting fired. I mean, the fan base was never going to, and they're still not going to get over them trading Luka Doncic. This is one of those like irreparable harm kind of situations where like you can apologize as much as you want. And I know Patrick Dumont, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, is apologizing, saying, hey, like, yeah, we have to be better. And things were so great back in 2024 and all this stuff. And like, I get it. Everyone hates Nico Harrison in Dallas. But my whole thing with this Luka Doncic trade has been that Nico did not act alone. This is not Nico Harrison going rogue and saying, see you later, Luka. That's not happening. And that's the part of this whole thing that I think people are missing. Because Nico, he's taking the bullets. He's the scapegoat. Because it's all Nico. Nico just woke up one morning and said, you know what? I'm going to trade Luka Doncic. That's what happened, right? Hell no. That's not what happened. This happened because the Mavericks have a cheap-ass ownership group. That's how this happened. And you don't want to know why they're cheap? Because I'm sure they looked at it saying, hey, look at how much money we're going to have to give Luka Doncic on extension. A supermax of $345 million guaranteed. Is that something that we want to do? Not necessarily. Nico, go figure this out. That's how I think this actually all went down. Like, or maybe, I mean, I guess you can say that Nico went to them and said, let's trade Luka because the financials. But bottom line, ownership signed off on this. Because if ownership didn't sign off on this, Nico would have been fired the minute the Shams tweet hit the week before the Super Bowl. There's no way you keep your job going rogue doing that. Ownership was behind it. And if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan out there with the fire, Nico, great. I bet you feel good today, don't you? But then when you wake up tomorrow, guess who still owns the team? Patrick Dumont and that ownership group. Like, that's the biggest issue here for the Dallas Mavericks. It's not just Nico Harrison. This ownership group, like, if Mark Cuban was the owner, Luka Doncic is never getting traded if Mark Cuban's the owner, because he knows how valuable that Luka Doncic was to the Dallas Mavericks. That's not happening. And I just don't subscribe to this theory that Nico's just like some idiot who just woke up and decided to do this. Because also, as we want to rewrite history, because now Nico, his lasting legacy is going to be this trade, which is a horrendous trade. Don't get it twisted. The trade sucks for the Dallas Mavericks. And the Lakers, you make that trade 100 times out of 100. But this is also the same Nico Harrison that traded for Daniel Gafford and traded for PJ Washington in the season where the Dallas Mavericks made it to the NBA Finals. Like, Nico Harrison's not just some idiot. He actually knows what he's doing, but also had this galaxy brain decision to get Luka Doncic up out of there. But bottom line, it doesn't happen without ownership signing off. And if the ownership is still there and they don't sell the team, I don't see how Dallas Mavericks fans can think that this is ever going to get better, because this ownership group in about 2 short years has shown us they're incredibly incompetent and they're not what they used to be when they had Mark Cuban as the owner of the team. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Femi, the big news yesterday was that the New York Giants fired Brian Daboll. And of course, they are wasting no time trying to put together a head coaching search list. And according to Ian Rapoport, there's one thing you need to have on the list, and that is a tie to the New York Giants. He's got three potential candidates that are on the Giants potential list. Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, who has spent time with the Giants. Former Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce, who was a linebacker on the Super Bowl 42 team that beat the Patriots. And Colts DC Lou Anarumo, who was on the 2018 staff under Pat Shurmur. So, Femi, there are three already on the list for the Giants' new head coach.
I mean, why don't they go call Jason Garrett again? He used to be the OC, right? He's got a nice studio job at NBC. Call Jason Garrett. He was a quarterback, OC of the team. Let's go ahead and do it. Like, call anybody who's had any association with the New York Giants. I couldn't believe this list. Now, Steve Spagnuolo, like, we all saw it as a head coach. Like, it's just not what you want. As a defensive coordinator, sign me up. He's a Hall of Famer, a legendary defensive coordinator. But unless you're trying to derail the Kansas City Chiefs dynasty, I don't know why you'd be looking to hire Steve Spagnuolo as your head coach. I don't even know why Spags would even want that job to begin with. And like, this is all speculation and names that are just being tossed around. But if you're Spags and you're his age, you really want to go and go back to New York to be the head coach and move your whole family just for 2 years of being the head coach? Is that what you want to do? Or would you rather like ride off into the sunset in Kansas City and win like two more Super Bowls? Like, you tell me what's the better option here. Antonio Pierce, like, get real. Come on. I'm in Vegas. I was here for the Antonio Pierce experience. He was in over his head. Not to say that he can't improve or whatever, but like, let's be for real. Like, he's not a good head coach. In fact, he's a terrible head coach. So like, let's be for real with that Antonio Pierce thing. Lou Anarumo? That I'd be intrigued by. We've never seen Lou Anarumo as a head coach. We know he's a pretty good defensive mind. And maybe if you pair him up with a good offensive coordinator and Jackson Dart appears to be a promising young quarterback, that I would at least be intrigued by. But the first two options, that to me feels like you're just trying to relive Super Bowl 42's past with Steve Spagnuolo and Antonio Pierce. Like, let's get for real. Now, there's some other spicy names, though, that have been brought up, and we don't know if they're ever going to get a call or anything like that, but would be intriguing given the fact that it's the New York Giants. Like, what's to stop them from calling Pittsburgh for Mike Tomlin? Mike Tomlin seems to be on the hot seat in Pittsburgh. Like, the locals in Pittsburgh want nothing to do with Mike Tomlin. They're done with that. Be a pretty good coaching upgrade if you're the Giants, right? I mean, we just got done talking about Matt LaFleur and the Packers. What if this whole thing goes off the rails for Green Bay and they don't make the playoffs? Or let's say they go one and done and it's an embarrassing loss. Would they call Green Bay for Matt LaFleur? Like, there are some interesting options that are out there for the Giants. I'm just hoping these three names were just thrown out there as initial names and not actual names that we're going to be talking about when it comes time to picking the new head coach of Big Blue. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break here.
All right, Femi. Seahawks, Rams, a big one this week in LA as they're going to battle for first place in the NFC West. For Seattle, they're going to have to do it without their starting center, Jalen Sundell. He's been ruled out, not just for this week, but for multiple weeks with a knee injury. They expect him to be out about a month. So, Femi, we'll see how Seattle's offensive line handles it without their starting center.
Yeah, talk about bad timing, man. This is right ahead of this massive NFC West showdown. The betting market has reacted as such. This was 2.5. Now we're 3 everywhere. And I think that makes a lot of sense. I agree with that movement. We talked about this on the show yesterday during our NFL look-ahead segment. Anything under a field goal was a bet on the Rams. Now that we're at a field goal, I think we're just right. Do we ever get to 3.5 and there ends up being value on Seattle? Maybe we'll have that conversation later on this week. But on the other side, we'll tackle the Heisman Trophy market heading into week 12 of the college football season.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.